Here is this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin says that Arkansas was part of a seven-state coalition that brought a suit against Health Advisors of America. The settlement in the suit prevents the company from making robocalls or working with companies that make robocalls to any of the coalition states. Of the final $250,000 settlement, Arkansas will receive $35,000. Arkansas Supreme Court Justice Courtney Hudson announced Tuesday she will seek a new term in 2024. Hudson is currently serving her second term in Position 3, having been reelected in 2018. District 30 State Representative Fran Kavanaugh of Walnut Ridge will seek a fourth term in the Arkansas House of Representatives. The district includes portions of Craighead, Greene, and Lawrence counties. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Aaron Thomas.
September 10th and 11th at the State House Convention Center, it's the return of Arkansas Comic-Con. These celebrity guests are bigger than ever before, including Christina Ricci, the original Wednesday Addams, nerd icon Felicia Day, Shameik Moore, the voice of Miles Morales, WWE Scott Steiner, and Lex Luger, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at ArkansasComicCon.com. September 10th and 11th at the State House Convention Center in Little Rock, kids 10 and under, free with paid adult admission.
Quarterback, guard, running back. Every position has a role in building success. If you want a position where you can build success in your own career, Lexicon is hiring welders, millwrights, and many more positions. We offer free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University so you can learn while you earn and build the career you want. Competitive pay, a great health care plan, paid vacation, a sweet 401k plan, and more. Find out more at lexicon-inc.com/football.